Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Harry Cabrita, CEO and president of Silver Fox Minerals. Silver Fox Minerals trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is SFX. Thanks for joining us today, Harry.
Thank you very much for calling.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the recent private placement.
Well, we've just announced a recent private placement yesterday for up to $1 million. One of the main reasons for that is we have been looking at some gold acquisitions, primarily in Ontario and Central Canada, in historic mining districts. So we're looking to move ahead on that rather soon, and looking to do some other work on the properties that we already have in here in Nova Scotia, on the base metal side. So we're getting that going, and the time seems to be right. We've been waiting around on the a little bit of the winter to during this downslope in the market, and the market seems to be picking up, and we feel it's the right time for us right now. So we're moving ahead.
And give us an update on your key projects such as Coxheath and Cape Breton Island.
Well. Yeah, Coxheath Deposit. That's really our flagship property. We've been working on it for 3 years, and we effectively did a reverse takeover of a Calgary CPC back in June of 2008. And since then, the property has been in Silver Fox, and we've been managing Silver Fox since that date. The Coxheath property was a copper mine, and it will be a copper mine again. And we've placed... through both companies, privately and publicly now, we've placed about 65 drill holes. We've done extensive IP and geological working over the entire property. There are seven main zones in the property. It's a copper porphyry system with epithermal targets to the east on the eastern side of the claims. We've developed there's an historic resource there, 400,000 tons of 3.15%, roughly 3.5% copper equivalent. That historic resource is not 43-101 compliant, and that's one of our main goals this year, and we're working closely with some contractors to get a re-entry happening with the province of Nova Scotia, where we can go down and resample the intervals and on a compliant basis. They only took 1 foot samples back in 1947, and we want to take 1 meter samples and do it within the right ranges of within the constraints of the 43-101 requirements. So that is one of our goals. We expect the resource to go up by several orders of magnitude. One, they high-graded it, and two, they didn't get down to the bottom levels in time. They only had a certain time period to do it. It was the actual Department of Mines that had done it in 1947. So in the last 3 years, we've actually placed 30-some holes right around this old mine area, which is an area of about four hectares out of our 1,900 hectares. So we've developed the whole property, but in the meantime, we've focused, probably about half of our drilling on the old copper mine area. And two of the things that we've accomplished there is, one, we've drilled double the depth underneath there's about a mile of underground workings. And if people go to our website, they can see the underground in 3D format with the sampling, the channel sampling there, chip sampling, sorry. Now, what we've done is we've drilled double the depth underneath the mine, encountered the same rock, host rock and mineralization. The shafts are only about 100 meters down, and we've drilled 239 meters underneath the old mine area. We've also extended the main zones, which are traditionally called the B zone, the LW zone, the C, and the D. We've extended the B zone and the LW zone, which are the high-grade ones, from 80 meters to 400 and open on both ends, and 70 meters, respectively, on the LW to 280 and open on both ends. So we're pretty excited about that. We think that we're going to be able to, we know we're going to be able to establish a resource if we get the reentry permission, which we expect sometime in this year. And we're going to extend the resource then through the drilling and the drilling that we've already done. So we're pretty excited about that. Directly east of that is the mountain zone. That has three old shafts on it. We have drilled underneath that. Historically, the whole property has been a 100-meter depth model. And we have actually done extensive IP. We placed a grid of 1.8 kilometers by 2.5 kilometers over the entire area, did intense ground geophysics IP, induced polarization through a company in Ontario called Matrix Geotechnologies. We've placed this whole grid, and we've developed 55 targets And between us and Matrix Geotechnologies, we have about 90 bona fide targets right now for drilling. Now, what has that done to the property? Well, it's taken from a 100-meter property to potentially a 500-meter property depth. Now, what we did in the last round of drilling, since we took it over in Silver Fox, is we put 11 holes in. The goal of that program was to place a few holes in each of the zones and cut the mineralization at mid-depth. So we have done that. We put holes in all the various zones, and we took the property now to a new level. And the IP lined up with the mineralization. And we also, one of the most exciting things actually that happened in our central zone is in the southern extension of the property. Traditionally, there's a moly zone a little farther south, where Mariner Mines had two good drill core intervals with moly intersections over 15 meters and 6 meters. Well, when we stepped back to actually cut the central zone at depth, which has never been done on the property before, we encountered a moly subzone, that we're calling it, that's running 400 meters and open on both ends at 60 to 70 meters vertical depth. So we're pretty excited about that, too. Now we have this moly subzone around this central zone, which is a copper, gold, silver target. And we've been able to do this all over the property, and whereby we've actually taken it to, we've made it into a bigger property. There's no question about that. So we're pretty excited about that. There's two models for the property. One is over by the mine area. We're calling that a sort of a high-grade, low-tonnage model. And then the rest of the property, we're looking at a very high tonnage, low grade potential. So it'll be, sort of like two pits, like an open pit around the copper mine, and then perhaps a super pit to the south of that. And on the eastern side of the claims, it's never been drilled. We did IP there. There's porphyrite, which is associated with epithermal gold. We have done lines of geophysics on it, which are on our website, and the quantitative sections are on our website, and we have targets there for an epithermal gold targets, which we intend on drilling this year. So we're pretty excited about that. And that's our main property that was the catalyst for the company. And since then, we've expanded. We've picked up claims in a property called Ocean View, 27 kilometers to the southwest of the property, which we feel would only add to the potential of the main property as a central mill, This property has been developed over the years, and we have a 50-50 joint venture earn-in agreement with a local private company that secured the claims prior to us. There's been recent IP that also have identified under known shafts strong targets directly underneath the shaft, Tusk Minerals and St. Joe Drilling. There's a couple of historic holes there. We believe that they collared and drilled just off the corners of the anomaly, and they did catch some very good, some pretty good numbers there. There's numbers of up to 7% in the core copper. There's grab samples that we've recently done. We ran 3 to 6% copper all around the shaft. So we're pretty excited about that. We have a 3D model, which is on our website, and we fully intend on placing a couple of holes there this year, too, and testing that. In the mainland of Nova Scotia, actually, we've extended our interest, too. We've gone into a property which is in the central of Nova Scotia called Nicktal. This is a gold cobalt target. Recently there's been IP done, and there's been grab sampling that returned high values and anomalous gold and cobalt. And we intend on doing probably a little bit more geophysical this year, maybe not drilling it. And also a little farther along, there's a base metal property, which we call Short Lift, and that has we did some IP there. It's a skarn type deposit. We did some IP there of around 3 kilometers. And at 250 meters to 300 meters depth, and identified numerous targets. So we're probably going to do a bit more IP there, too, before we start drilling that one this year.
Well, great. Thanks for the update on all the projects. And can you talk a little bit about some of the market trends right now, and how well positioned is Silver Fox Metals Minerals to really capitalize on these trends?
Well, I would like to think we've hit our bottom a while ago. I can't see how it would go south of that. I think that we're in a strong position for people to come into our company right now. I think you always want to be a good deal, and right now I think we're a great deal. You know, we're going to have a proven resource here at some point. We're not some field with targets. You know, we have an historic resource. We're going to have a compliant resource. It was a mine. It will be a mine. You know, what's copper going to do? Or what's base metals going to do in general? Well, they're going to go up at some point, and they have been seeing some strength in the past 35 to 45 days. You know, when you look at gold, is gold going to double, or is it going to be 600, or is it going to be 1,000? You know, I'm not sure about that, but what I do know is that there's a lot of value in gold properties, which is what we're planning on expanding to on a national level into Ontario, and picking up our properties with, quite a bit of historic values and blue sky, so that we can really work the properties and develop them into something. Back to the base metal side, you know, I think it's a very, we're in a very good position, very good position. The property, again, our main property, which is the main focus of the company, up to this point, and will continue to be a major part of our agenda. And, you know, and if we have to expand our management, we will, because we won't be distracted from Cox Heath. We'll expand and expand our manpower. There's a three-phase power line running through the property. There's rails in proximity. There's three deep water ports within short trucking distance, dollars per ton. We're on the right side of the watershed. We're on the right side of the. We're in a rural community. On the other side of the hills is a small city called Sydney, Cape Breton. It has about 35,000 people there. It has a 300-year steep history of mining right there in Cape Breton. So the culture's right. The landowners want us there. There's a lot of one of our major landowners that we're dealing with is the municipality. They want us there. You know, it's all good. You know, it's that should be a mine again. And you know, to get into a company at this, you know, trading between, 6 to 10 cents in the last while at that level, that's going to be a mine, you know. There's a lot of companies out there that are at a higher price that'll never be a mine, you know. So I think we're well positioned.
Good point. And in regards to what makes the company unique, what makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
Well, I think one of the things that we've as a management so far to date, you know, we've really decided that we're going to stay in Canada, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I mean, I can't predict years down the road, but our focus is historic mining, redeveloping historic mining districts, okay, that have history, that have resources, that the culture's there. You know, we really feel well positioned where we are and where we're going. And what we want to do, and we want to develop real business, you know, like we want to develop properties that'll become mines, you know. So that's the way I see it, and that's the way we operate. We're also
Oh, go ahead.
No, well, we're also environmentally very conscious. In fact, I think we're the first company that I know of in Canada, anyway, that has hired somebody from the Department of Environment to be our vice president of exploration. Fred Bonner, our vice president of exploration, he has a lot of experience. He's a geologist, obviously, and an exploration geologist prior to that, but he was with the Department of Environment for 17 years. We remediate our sites. We maintain very strong community relations. We keep everybody in the loop. I think we're well perceived, you know, as a real player, really committed to the good corporate citizen. Our chief geologist, Lennon Jensen, has over 35 years' experience in the area, and very well known across Canada as a pure exploration geologist, you know. So, I think management-wise, property-wise, and, you know, price-wise right now, it's a great position to be in, you know, for people coming
in. So walk us through your background and, Harry, and some of that of your other management team, if you will, please.
Certainly. Well, my background is mostly oil and gas and energy related. You know, for the last, 15 or 16 years, I've been in the resource sector industry. Most of my experience to date is, on the resource side is, Africa, Middle East, a little bit of Asia. I'm from Canada. I came back to Canada and I've been developing this Canadian business now, and you know, so I'm very happy to be back, and I'm staying, and I'm looking forward to developing these properties. My experience has primarily been on the executive level. I've done a lot of development over the years, all over the world actually, and had some good successes here so far in Canada. So I'm looking to continue that. Again, as mentioned, Vice President is a gentleman named Fred Bonner. He's the Vice President of Exploration. He has a lot of experience on the exploration side, the geology side, the mapping, all the things that is a perfect marriage with our chief geologist, who's purely an exploration geologist. And those two have married up, and they seem to be very effective together. We feel we have, you know, for the size of our company especially, we have a very strong board. We have Ron Gauguin Sr. there, who is a major drilling, one of the largest drilling companies in North America. He now has Landdrill. Ron Johnson, very well known in the financial circles, been very successful over his career. We have a CFO that has his own accounting firm in Calgary. He's very well known. And Stephen Webster, you know, he's an entrepreneur and has been very successful in doing business in Asia. And you know, so we're well rounded. We have a well rounded board, and we, you know, I'm very very proud of them actually to be a part of it.
And what specific objectives has management set for the company, or milestones over the next year?
Well, our milestones over the next year are pretty straightforward. You know, we're going to, you know, our main goal is to create shareholder value in the, you know, everybody says that, but, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to make our resources compliant. We have resources that we've inherited on the property, and we're going to, you know, we're listening to our investors, we're listening to the fund guys and the fund manager guys, and they're saying we need it. So we've made that a priority, that we are going to re-enter and go down, get our sampling done, get it into the labs, extend our resource through the drilling that we've already done and further drilling. That's going to, you know, be a big transformation for the property. On the rest of the properties, it would be to develop them to the next level. And also, we are very focused right now on acquisition of gold properties in Ontario, and I think all those things are going to add up to Silver Fox, you know, becoming a player here at some point here.
And once again, joining us today is Harry Cabrita, CEO and President of Silver Fox Minerals, trading under the ticker symbol SFX on the TSX Venture. And before we conclude, Harry, what are some of the key reasons why Silver Fox represented a long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, like, you know, as I've said, you know, I think we're, you know, you always want to be a good deal, and right now we are a great deal, I think. And I think for people coming into our company right now, or coming in again on our company, it's a very good position to be coming in at. The you know, I think the market's pretty much seen its bottom. Everybody has their own opinion. I think we're going nowhere but north of where we're at. We have tremendous opportunities and targets and potential for acquisitions that we're reviewing right now. We're looking at about four different ones in Ontario. I think that coming into us right now is a good play. You know, I recommend it.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and keep updating our investors. And thanks for taking the time to update us today.
Well, thanks for thinking of us and asking us to do this interview. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Anytime.